They have not provided proof. That's the conclusion of a new independent review of a claim by Israel that 10% of the workers in a UN agency called UNRWA have ties to terrorist organizations. UNRWA provides aid to Palestinian refugees. The agency's been in turmoil ever since January, when Israel first made the claim. Now that this report has found that Israel has failed to provide evidence, the agency hopes to find a new path forward, even as a separate investigation continues into allegations that a dozen UNRWA employees took part in the October 7th Hamas-led attack on Israel. Joining us now, Julian Borger, The Guardian's World Affairs editor. He's been following the developments and is currently traveling with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China. Julian, welcome to Hear It Now.
Good to be here.
So let's start with an update. A lot of major donors backed out of funding UNRWA after these allegations were initially made. The U.S., UNRWA's largest donor, was one of those and hasn't said if it will restore funding. So what's been happening with the agency, Julian, since January?
Well, they have tried to carry on in terms of distributing food within Gaza. And of course, they carry on functions dealing with Palestinian refugees around the region, but they had 13,000 workers in Gaza before this current war. They're down to about 3,000, and they are trying to continue to do their jobs, focusing on particularly on food distribution. The trouble is the Israeli authorities will not deal with them. As of a few weeks ago, they've tried to freeze them out and not have them in their regular meetings with aid agencies. Most of their donors are sticking with them, saying UNRWA is the only agency with the infrastructure and the means to distribute aid inside Gaza. But at the moment, UNRWA's status in terms of cooperation with the Israeli authorities is really at an impasse.
So let's talk about this report. Listeners might recall when the story about UNRWA broke, there were allegations, as I've mentioned, that a dozen staff in Gaza were involved in the October 7th attacks. A separate investigation is underway on that. The review that came out this week was specifically focused on ties to terrorist groups and found that Israel had provided insufficient evidence to back up those claims. Can you elaborate? Is this case closed, this part of it, Julian?
I don't think it's going to be closed, in that you really need Israeli buy-in and Israeli cooperation with UNRWA for them to be fully functional. And not all the donors have yet come back. Obviously, Congress stopped funding at least until next March. It's not over for UNRWA. They're not out of the weeds. And as you pointed out, there is this other investigation into the specific claims of UNRWA employees being involved in the 7th of October attack.
So there were more than 50 recommendations in the report made for UNRWA to improve its neutrality. I'll give a couple of examples. Staff lists with ID numbers should be provided to host countries so they can help better screen workers. There should be greater international involvement to help the agency address neutrality issues. How has the agency responded, Julian?
Well, the agency and Philip Lazzarini has welcomed the report and said, yes, we can do all those improvements that you suggest. And also, I think, welcoming the report's finding that they had tried hard up to now in terms of having vetting and screening in place that was more vigorous than other comparable agencies and UN organizations. They took the Colonna report as a kind of B+, that they had taken a lot of steps, but there was always room for improvement. And one of the things that stood out from the Colonna report was that the UNRWA had been regularly giving their lists of employees to host countries and to Israel and to the US. And it noted that Israel had not raised any concerns about staff on that list since 2011. It looked like Israel stopped paying any attention to that process in which UNRWA would hand over lists and ask for Israel to concern. It dropped out. It walked away from that process.
And you mentioned Philippe Lazzarini. Just a note, he's Commissioner General of UNRWA. Shifting gears, and just briefly, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to head to Israel after this China trip. He's expected any day now to announce sanctions against military assistance for specific units of the Israeli military over reports of human rights abuses. What will you watch for on that front?
Most of all, we'll be looking for is how big a rift does this open up between the Biden administration and the Netanyahu government.
Julian Borgers, World Affairs Editor at The Guardian. Julian, thanks so much.
Thank you.